from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Jordan convicts killer of U.S. troops. A Jordanian military court has convicted a soldier of killing three U.S. military trainers in a shooting late last year. The court announced its verdict on Monday, sentenced Marik Al-Tuwaya to life in prison with hard labor. The Jordanian had pled not guilty. His lawyer said the defense respects the court decision, but that the verdict will be appealed. The shooting happened in November at the gates of a Jordanian military base. Afghan security forces, backed by U.S. military advisors and air power, have evicted insurgents from a strategically important southern district 9 months after it had been overrun by the Taliban. In the meantime, the United Nations has warned that the Afghan conflict continued to inflict record high levels of casualties on innocent civilians in the first 6 months of 2017, a total of 1,662 civilian deaths. Iran has imprisoned a Chinese-American man, 37-year-old Shiyue Wang, for 10 years after accusing him of infiltrating the country. Indiana University Iran scholar Hussein Banai.
It's a part of the pattern of the judiciary, usually in the second term of moderate or reformist presidents in power, to really basically tie them down in their second term.
As the Chinese-American was sentenced to prison, there was news that the brother of Iranian President Hassan Rouhani has been detained. Hossein Fereidoun is in custody over allegations of financial impropriety. For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Russia demanded Monday that the United States return two compounds that were ordered closed last year after the U.S. intelligence community concluded that Moscow had interfered in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov called the U.S. closure of the properties in the eastern states of New York and Maryland daylight robbery. Then U.S. President Barack Obama shut the compounds and expelled 35 Russian diplomats it accused of spying in December, less than a month before he left office, in response to the Russian election interference, a claim that Moscow rejects. There was political speculation in Washington that President Donald Trump would quickly return the compounds to Russia when he took office in late January, but he did not. 7 million Venezuelans and expatriates have voted in a referendum to reject President Nicolas Maduro's plan to rewrite the Constitution. Rice University Latin American scholar Mark Jones.
This is a counterattack by the opposition to the government's attempt to effectively rewrite the Constitution through a undemocratic constituent assembly where the delegates to the constituent assembly will be chosen by sectoral groups and manipulated in such a way that the government is assured of having an absolute majority.
Tensions have been on the rise in Venezuela as the country deals with shortages and anti-government protests. South Korea has offered to talk with North Korea to ease tensions along their border and resume reunions of families separated by their war in the 1950s. Seoul's proposal for two sets of talks indicates President Moon Jae-in is pushing to improve ties with Pyongyang despite the North's first intercontinental ballistic missile test fire this month. North Korea did not immediately respond to South Korea's overtures. Thousands of people rallied in Warsaw and other cities on Sunday to oppose the Polish government's controversial new reforms and future plans to change the Supreme Court, which opponents see as a threat to judicial independence. Waving EU and Polish flags, around 4,500 protesters attended demonstrations in the Polish capital, plus several other smaller cities. The French and Israeli leaders have marked the 75th anniversary of the roundup of thousands of French Jews to be sent to Nazi death camps. President Emmanuel Macron told Benjamin Netanyahu that France bears responsibility for mass arrests. Mr. Netanyahu agreed.
75 years ago, a heavy darkness descended on this city of lights. The Nazis, yes, the Nazis and their collaborators in France, they shattered the lives of thousands of French Jews at Veldiv.
Mr. Macron also called for a resumption of the Israeli-Palestinian peace talks. Joe Palca, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.